Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Tomorrow is shaping up to be a really nice day, but today we're battling the wind. With more from AccuWeather, here's meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Hey Larry, the wind advisor, it's in effect for the tri-state, it remains in effect until 11 o'clock this evening. We've been seeing some wind gusts over 50 miles per hour at times this afternoon. In fact, we just had a wind gust at LaGuardia to 58 miles per hour last hour, and Newark, Teterboro gusted to 51 miles per hour last hour. So we'll still see these gusts up to 50, even close to 60 miles per hour at times through the rest of the afternoon. And then as we head into tonight, that wind is gradually going to diminish. It's still going to be quite windy through the evening, but into the overnight hours, the wind will start to diminish, and a breezy day tomorrow, but not nearly as windy as today. And we're also going to get a nice warm up over the next few days as well. Larry?
The city is trying to hold a notoriously bad landlord to account. The Department of Housing Preservation and Development has secured a warrant for his arrest.
709 and 705 170th Street used to be the envy of the neighborhood. But since COVID, Sonia Peralta, who's lived here 44 years, can't believe what she's seen.
No heat, hot water, the garbage piled up, the rats and roaches all over the place, the harassment. She would call us and say, if we don't pay the rent, we're gonna evict you.
Not to mention homeless people moving into the lobby and one of the buildings having no front door for 2 years. There is an arrest warrant now for the landlord, Daniel Oheb Shalom, for nearly 700 violations.
So you're hoping the future is bright and that this is the first step.
Oh my God, and that we could live in peace like we used to live.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Washington Heights.
Home now! Home for generations! Home now! Home for generations!
Homes now, homes for generations. Chants from the supporters at a news conference this morning in New York, calling for more affordable housing in the city.
You hear it all the time as you talk to your families, your friends, your neighbors about how impossible the affordable housing crisis makes it for our families. For folks who would be looking to buy a co-op to have a little chance to become homeowners in this city, impossible. And that affects our economy as well.
City Controller Brad Lander was joined by public advocate Jumani Williams and members of the City Council Progressive Caucus. They say private market solutions alone can't fix it, and the city must step in to finance and preserve affordable housing. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced the resolution of an investigation into a sophisticated car theft ring that stole dozens of cars during the pandemic. Nine men pleaded guilty and have been sentenced. Most got between 1 and 3 years. Some got probation. The AG says the Bronx car theft ring would scope out certain cars, primarily Hondas, then use unlawful websites to obtain key code information. From there, they could just open the cars, drive off, reprogram their computers, falsify documentation, and sell them. They allegedly swiped 45 cars in 6 months in New York City and Westchester. The cars ended up being sold all over the country and in the Dominican Republic. It was 10 years ago that then Vice President Biden compared LaGuardia Airport to a third world country. Well, a lot has changed since then. Results of the latest survey put LaGuardia number one for airport service quality.
For years, LaGuardia Airport was the airport everyone loved to hate.
Well, LaGuardia's days as a punchline for late-night comedy writers and for jokes is now finally over.
The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey Executive Director Rick Cotton announced a major milestone.
Over 4,200 customers were surveyed at LaGuardia, and LaGuardia Airport came out on top.
The new LaGuardia Airport has received a variety of awards in 2023 and most recently honors from Skytrax for Best New Terminal. Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in LaGuardia Airport.
We're 10 days away from spring, and Coney Island's Luna Park is getting ready to reopen. The first day will be March 23rd, and there will be some new attractions, including electric go-karts. Admission to the park is free. The cost of rides starts at $4. A Brooklyn boy with serious allergies suffered a frightening reaction after tasting an ice cream cone at Carvel late last week.
Sara Weitz of Sunset Park says for months her 3-year-old son Jesse kept asking to get an ice cream from the Carvel not far from them on Fifth Avenue. But because of a severe allergy, it would have to be non-dairy, which now the Carvel store offers. But Sara tells us just after having one bite, her son went into anaphylactic shock, vomiting and hives, heading to the emergency room.
And what I really want to come out of this is to raise awareness, you know, that this isn't just someone having like a little tummy trouble. Like, this is someone's life. You know, and if it was your son, if it was your grandson, if it was your brother, I think it would hit differently.
After a scary weekend, Jesse's doing better. Cyrus says they are considering legal action against Carvel. We've reached out to their corporate headquarters as well. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Police are looking for at least 6 people for a string of street holdups in Harlem. In most cases, they stole e-bikes, often from delivery men. In one case, on East 131st Street, police say a 41-year-old man refused to part with his cell phone, and he was stabbed in the back. He was admitted to the hospital in stable condition. That happened almost 2 weeks ago. Since then, police have come up with some surveillance camera photos, and you can see them at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to please call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. New York City will become the latest market for Uber's Comfort Electric Rideshare service. Starting in May, it will offer rides in all-electric luxury cars, including Teslas and Polestars. The service is already available in 41 other cities. New York City had capped the number of EV ride-hail licenses from the Taxi and Limousine Commission, but that cap has since been lifted.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.